Hello.
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 Today, Year 6 has the pleasure of meeting a member of the MI6 who holds the role of Q. He has come to teach us about the current developments in invisibility and how this could very soon become real.
Let's find out more about the man himself. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for coming.
It's okay. I'm happy to be here.
Firstly, could you tell us a little more about your role as Q?
Okay, so Q actually stands for the quartermaster. So basically the job of Q is to be head of supplies for MI6. So the job is basically to make sure everybody has the things they need to do their job. And the most interesting part of that is making sure they have the gadgets out in the field that allow them to kind of do things that they need to do. That could mean things like guns, but cars that help them do their job, all sorts of gadgets that we come up with. It started off as being just the armourer's job, but now it's much more wider than that, and actually computer science matters a lot more. It's about, you know, having transmitters and ways of communicating and things implanted in their bodies so that we can monitor their health, all sorts of things.
That's very interesting. So, what inspired you to work in computer science and engineering?
So, I was originally just interested in the whole puzzle of it. You know, there's just interesting problems to solve. It's just fascinating, these things like invisibility that seem like they're just magic and just things in films and books, whether you could actually ever make them happen, together with just the challenge of solving the problem and coming up with ways that do actually work and trying out different ways. So it's all the challenge, really. It's just interesting, it's lots of fun. Sort of thing I would do as a hobby if I wasn't doing it as an actual job.
Why did you take on the role as Q?
It was offered to me, and it seemed like a job that you wouldn't turn down, basically. It was an honour to be offered the role, and it has been really exciting to do.
Have you made any interesting gadgets?
So I tend to be the manager who helps other people make the gadgets, so I haven't made many gadgets myself, but there's all sorts of things that we've been involved with. The invisibility gadgets are perhaps the most interesting ones, but there's also things like gadgets to monitor 007's health, so that if he's given a poison, for example, we can diagnose it from hundreds and hundreds of miles away using an internet link and see exactly what's going on. Some of the interesting things as well are mind control gadgets, where you can pick up people's brain signals and allow them to control objects. There's interesting stuff like that we've done.
So if you had to choose just one achievement that you've made, what would be your greatest one in the career you've had?
Oh, that's hard. I think the thing that I think is perhaps most amazing is the mind control work, where you can have somebody just think and we can pick up their brain signals. Not exactly what they're thinking, not the words they're thinking, but we can tell whether they're thinking yes or no, for example, and be able to turn that into a way of controlling things. And what's really nice about that is it's not just useful for spies and you know, people out in the field, it's actually useful for disabled people. So exactly the same technology. A lot of the things we develop that are actually invented and paid for one thing, you can actually use to help disabled people. So somebody who's completely paralyzed, if we can kind of give them a way of using thoughts to control objects, they can control a wheelchair, they can control a computer that allows the computer to talk, that kind of things. That's the most interesting things and the best things we've done, I think. Those things that have this dual purpose, that have got useful for other things, not just for spies.
So besides making things invisible, because we know that's what you're working on right now, are there any other projects that you're working on right now, or is it just the invisibility?
We always have lots and lots of projects running in parallel. So as I said, there are these things about what's called telehealth, where we can monitor people's health over the internet from a distance. There are things about mind control. There are also things about controlling objects over the internet like robots. So creating the equivalent of Iron Man kind of suits where you've got somebody controlling a suit and they don't actually even have to be in it. They could, it's a robot or whatever, and you control it from the other side of the planet. And any movement you make, it makes, that kind of thing.
What did you do at school to help you on your journey to getting to Q?
One of the most important things was that I was just fascinated by maths. So maths, not just doing arithmetic, but actually all the puzzles and fun side of maths is problem solving. I just enjoyed doing that for the fun of it, and that's always been really useful. I didn't really learn it until a lot later, but actually I did a little bit of magic at school as well, and magic tricks actually turned out to be really useful because magic is all about using science and technology as well, and a lot of things we're trying to do appear like magic because they're leading edge technology. But the most important thing was maths and making sure I was good at maths and actually enjoying doing maths.
If any of the kids that came to Westfields would ever want to do your job, if it got offered to them, could you give them any advice on how they might be able to get your job offered to them?
So the most important thing would be to do and work hard at maths and science and the things related to engineering. So study hard at school and remember that actually nothing is about sort of innate skill. It's all about how hard you try, and the harder you try at something, the more effort and the more time you put into something, the better you get at it. And so take the things that you want to do, whether it's this or any other job, and just put in lots and lots of practice. So nobody ever is born brilliantly talented at anything. The people who are brilliant at things are brilliant because they put in lots more practice than everybody else. So whether it's science or maths or football or dancing or music, whatever it is, the more you practice, the better you'll be.
Yeah. Thank you again for taking your time to come and meet with us. We really have been inspired by what we have seen today.
That's great, and thank you for inviting me.